Blog Talk Radio.
Children, 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 run and jump and play. Children, you'll be men and women someday, and then you'll have to leave your world of make-believe. Now, children, young, carefree children, children need someone who understands. Children need someone to hold their hand, to cheer them when they're sad, to spank them when they're bad. Now, children, pretty, dirty children, pride goes before destruction, the haughty spirit goes before a fall. Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, call each other names. Children, play in the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children. God's little children, sweet, precious children, pretty, dirty children, little, bitty children,
children. Good morning. This is the Catholic Defender Novena to the Holy Spirit and consecration. Let us begin. Nomini Patri, Filii, Spiritui Sancti. Amen. The Mass is the source of the purpose, the passion, and the power. God the Father is the purpose. God the Son is the passion. And God the Holy Spirit is the power. The God of heaven comes to us in his Eucharistic presence. Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Holy Spirit, Lord of light, from your clear celestial height, your pure beaming radiance give, Holy Spirit. Only one thing is important, eternal salvation. Only one thing, therefore, is to be feared, sin. Sin is the result of ignorance, weakness, and indifference. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of light, of strength, and of love. With his sevenfold gifts, he enlightens the mind, strengthens the will, and inflames the heart with love of God. To ensure our salvation, we ought to invoke the divine spirit daily. For the spirit helpeth our infirmity. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the spirit himself asketh for us. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, who hast vouchsafed to regenerate us by water and the Holy Spirit, and hast given us forgiveness of all sins, vouchsafe to send forth from heaven upon us your sevenfold spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and fortitude, the spirit of knowledge and piety, and fill us with the spirit of holy fear. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought and grant that I may always watch for your light and listen to your voice and follow your gracious inspiration. I cling to you and give myself to you and ask you by your compassion to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his five wounds and trusting in his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart. I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace that I may never sin against you. Give me grace. O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Amen. And let us pray for the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world, and aspire only after the things that are eternal. The spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth. The spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven. The spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation. The spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints. The spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable, and the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God, and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true apostles, your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen. St. John of Avila, Novena. Almighty and eternal God, you gave your holy church blessed John of Avila as doctor. Grant that what he taught, when moved by the divine spirit, may always stay firm in our hearts. And as by your gift we embrace him as our patron, may we also have him as our defender to entreat your mercy. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. We pray for America, for our Constitution, for those suffering, addictions, and those in bondage. For those who need deliverance, we pray for the Catholic Church, for Pope Francis, and all the clergy. Pater Noster, qui es in cede, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cedo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debite nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in temptationem, sed libera nos de malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tua Maria, benedictus fructus sanctus tui, Iesu. Santa Maria Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri, Filio, Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, saecula saeculorum. Amen. St. John of Avila, pray for us. Do you want me to do this Eucharistic miracle of Cascia, Italy, Donald?
Yes.
The Eucharistic miracle of Cascia, Italy, 1330. In 1330 at Cascia, a gravely ill peasant called the priest so he could receive communion. The priest, partly through carelessness and partly through apathy, instead of taking the ciborium with him in the order to carry the Eucharist to the house of the sick man, irreverently placed the host in the prayer book. When he reached the peasant, the priest opened the book and with astonishment saw that the host was transformed into a clot of blood and the pages of the book were marked with blood. At Cascia, in the basilica dedicated to St. Rita, it also preserved the relic of the Eucharistic miracle, which happened near Siena in 1330. A priest was asked to bring communion to a sick peasant. The priest took a consecrated host, which he reverently placed in the pages of his breviary, and went to the peasant. When he arrived at the house of the sick man, after hearing his confession, he opened the book to take out the host, which he had placed there. To his great surprise, he found that the host was stained with living blood, so much as to mark both pages between the Blessed Sacrament, between which the Blessed Sacrament had been placed. The priest, confused and penitent, went immediately to Siena to the Augustinian Priory to ask the counsel of Father Simon Fidati of Cascia, known by all to be a holy man. Father Fidati, hearing heard the story, granted pardon to the priest and asked to keep the two pages marked by the blood. Many popes have promoted veneration, conceding indulgences, in the act of recognition of the relic of the Eucharistic miracle of Cascia in 1687. A text was also reported of a very ancient code of the Priory of St. Augustine, in which are described numerous pieces of information regarding the miracle. Beyond this information, the episode is also mentioned in the communal statutes of Cascia in 1387, where it was ordered that every year on the Feast of Corpus Christi, the authorities, the councils, and the people of Cascia should meet in the Church of St. Augustine and follow the priest who should carry the venerable relic of the Most Holy Body of Christ in procession through the city. In 1930, on the occasion of the sixth centenary of the event, a Eucharistic Congress was celebrated at Cascia for the entire Diocese of Norcia. A precious and artistic monstrance was consecrated, and the entire historical documentation of the miracle was published. We're ready for Hartley's Heroes, or the readings. We're ready for the song, Donald.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today.
Hey.
presenting From Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
And our saint of the day today is Saint Athanasius, which actually means the immortal. Father of Orthodoxy and the pillar of the Church, the champion of Christ's divinity. Athanasius is the patron saint of the defense of the faith, as he courageously stood up against the Arian heresy and defended the divinity of Christ. Athanasius led a tumultuous but dedicated life of service to the Church. He was the great champion of the faith against the widespread heresy of Arianism, the teaching by Arius that Jesus was not truly divine. The vigor of his writings earned him the title Doctor of the Church. Born of a Christian family in Alexandria, Egypt, and given a classical education, Athanasius became secretary to Alexander, the Bishop of Alexandria, entered the priesthood, and was eventually named bishop himself. His predecessor, Alexander, had been an outspoken critic of a new movement growing in the East, Arianism. When Athanasius assumed his role as Bishop of Alexandria, he continued to fight against Arianism. At first, it seemed that the battle would be easily won and that Arianism would be condemned. Such, however, did not prove to be the case. The Council of Tyre was called, and for several reasons that are still unclear, the Emperor Constantine exiled Athanasius to northern Gaul. This was to be the first in a series of travels and exiles reminiscent of the life of St. Paul. After Constantine died, his son restored Athanasius as bishop. This lasted only a year, however, for he was deposed once again by a coalition of Arian bishops. Athanasius took his case to Rome, and Pope Julius I called a synod to review the case and other related matters. Five times Athanasius was exiled for his defense of the doctrine of Christ's divinity. During one period of his life, he enjoyed 10 years of relative peace, reading, writing, and promoting the Christian life among the lines of the monastic ideal to which he was greatly devoted. His dogmatic and historical writings are almost all polemic, directed against every aspect of Arianism. Athanasius saves a child on the walls of the old city of Kerkyra. St. Athanasius was the patron saint of Kerkyra until 1456, when the relic of St. Spyridon came to the island. Among his ascetical writings, his life of St. Anthony achieved astonishing popularity and contributed greatly to the establishment of monastic life throughout the Western Christian world. He was the chief defender of Christian orthodoxy in the 4th century battle against Arianism, the heresy that the Son of God was a creature of like, but not of the same substance as God is the Father. His important works include the life of St. Anthony, on the Incarnation, and the 4 orations against the Arians. St. Athanasius, also known as Athanasius the Great and Athanasius the Confessor, was a bishop and doctor of the Church. He is called the Father of Orthodoxy and the pillar of the Church, champion of Christ's divinity. Athanasius became one of the most dedicated opponents of the heresy of Arianism. Much of his life was a testimony to the divinity of Jesus Christ. The Council of Constantinople, even though this fact was first explicitly stated at the Council of Chalcedon in 451, it was probably based on a baptismal creed already in existence, but it was an independent document and not an enlargement of the Creed of Nicaea. And now let's do the daily readings of the day.
Lord,
is upon you, because he has anointed you to preach good news. Spirit of the sovereign God is upon you, because he has anointed you to preach good news. He has sent you to the poor. To bind up the broken hearted. To bring freedom to the captive. Release the one in darkness. This is the Savior of the Lord. This is the prayer of the vengeance of our God. This is the King.
reading comes from the book of Acts, chapter 11, verses 19 through 26. Those who had been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. A large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people, and it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 87. All you nations, praise the Lord. His foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves, the gates of Zion, more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. All you nations, praise the Lord. I tell of Egypt and Babylon, among those who know the Lord, of Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, this man was born there, and of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her, and he who established her is the Most High Lord. All you nations, praise the Lord. They shall note when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there, and all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you. All you nations, praise the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia. The Gospel of John, chapter 10. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of my Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The word of the Lord.
I've had some hard times in years now gone by. I've had my heartaches, my cup has been dry. But I've never been kicked and publicly scorned. And I've never worn a crown of thorns. But I have somebody who did that for me. The miracle man of Galilee. I've got scars that show that the going was rough. And I can remember when I almost gave up. But I've not been rejected by my fellow man. And I've never had nails through my hands. But I have somebody who suffered for me. the miracle man of Galilee. I've had disappointments, they still come and go. They say man must suffer, and it surely is so. I've had mountains to climb, and I always will. But I don't have to climb Calvary's hill. But I have somebody who did that for me. The miracle man of Galilee.
Well, this has been Deeper Truth and the Novena to the Holy Spirit and consecration to the Holy Spirit. Thank you all, and God bless all. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, and God bless you. And Mike also, and all of Deeper Truth. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we close in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And see you tomorrow. God bless.